The first person I spoke with was Betsy Warner. She's a historical researcher, more or less inherited this search from her father.
My dad was the one that did this 20 years ago.
Ah, okay.
And he died 10 years ago and left me all these boxes.
She's focused the initial search on an area on the southwest corner of Oaklawn Cemetery at 11th and Highway 75.
Where we are right now, this is called the Sexton Site. This was because sextons have passed it down through the years that this is where the bodies are buried. This is the only area in the entire cemetery that has not been put into rows, blocks, or graves. The only explanation in the records is reserved for City of Tulsa.
Do we know when that note was made, roughly?
That note was made about 1935. That's when, before that time, we have no maps that even exist.
She says there's physical evidence as well.
There's a sinkhole out there.
Okay.
And there's no tree trunk, stump, no record of that having anything been there. There is no, the city's checked, there's no water line leaks, sewer line leaks. So it's something that has us really, really excited.
But as we spoke...
You're wrong.
Get out of the way.
You're wrong. We never met
you. Would you mind, sir? I'll talk to you right after.
I'm just talking about the ones buried on June 2nd in that one area.
I understand that. We have people buried underneath this bridge. And you're wrong, and you're misleading the public.
That is Dr. Robert Turner. He's pastor of the Vernon AME Church.
Anybody that's talking about an area that does not include the eyewitnesses of not just Clay Eddie, but other people that the chief and Christy have identified, then they're not being genuine. They're not being genuine. And we need a sincere, genuine effort to address this literal century of oversight and injustice.
State Representative Regina Goodwin was there as well.
Nobody's disputing should we be looking here. What we're saying is that why are you not going over where, over here, right? Where folks talk about bones were found.
And I spoke with Chief Amusan of the African Ancestral Society, who's also done extensive research.
All of the eyewitness accounts that I have from white citizens who lived in the city, who are upstanding people in the city, attorneys that I've interviewed, have told me that they brought flats on a rail system on the Midland Valley Tracks along Oaklawn Cemetery, dug a huge trench right along where the highway is now, and just rolled hundreds of bodies.
Well, that piece of ground is now the east leg of the IDL. It's Highway 75, and unlikely to get dug up. Goodwin also wants them to search Crown Hill Cemetery, long reputed to be a mass grave site, but it's not on the search list. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.